friends, welcome to our radio broadcasting. We are here again with Brother Joseph. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
And we have some questions for you.
Amen.
Some listeners are asking, concerning one of your teaching, where you said that there are no souls that burn in hell forever, they would like more clarifications, because it seems like there are many discussions that are going on this subject, and the opinions are many. I know you usually answer with the Bible. So do you have any scriptures about this?
Well, first of all, it's not my teaching that there are no souls in hell, because I don't have teachings that belong to me. I just simply teach what the Bible says.
Yeah, I was there, in fact, and I remember some scriptures you used, but I think we need to clarify a little better.
Yeah, I used to believe that souls burn in hell forever and scream and yell and in torment. But what made me really pray and get desperate about it, and really seek the Lord, get an answer, it was some Satanist. I assisted on, was a film, and I watched a little bit. There were some Satanists who were attacking God and blaspheming God. How could they believe in a God that enjoys torturing, burning, souls screaming, hysteric, forever?
Well, it's not that he enjoys, but he does punishes out
well,
of justice.
That's the way they put it.
Hmm.
So, in effect, like eternity is a long time.
Yes.
Can you imagine people burning and burning forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I mean, so just kill the guy and get rid of that. But I used to believe it by faith because that's what the Bible, I thought the Bible said that. Jesus said in Mark chapter 9, the worm does not die, the fire is not quenched. So it was clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in other places he talks about hell forever, this and that. But then one day, I mean, actually for a few months, I was having this question. It was kind of bothering me. Because I said, but really God allows these guys to burn forever and ever and yell and scream? I mean, that doesn't fit the picture of my God, a loving God, God of love. So then one day this came to me, was the word, I just heard the words like in my mind, my heart. Search the Bible for souls in hell.
Okay.
So I searched the Bible up and down, concordances,
find?
Everything. I found nothing.
The Bible, thank you.
The Bible doesn't say there are souls in hell.
But I want to tell you, like you mentioned before, there are so many scriptures that say that the fire is forever. The fire is never quenched. There will be forever, 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 forever fire in hell.
Yeah, but that's not in discussions.
All right.
I never talk about that the fire is not forever. The fire is out of the question forever. It says that everywhere. However, when I searched and searched, first of all, I bump into a scripture which kind of made my head stand up, say, wow, this really makes a difference. The scripture was, if you want to read it,
yes.
Isaiah 66:24. Isaiah 66 is a chapter that talks about new heaven and new earth.
Okay.
In other words, that is just before the judgment, the white throat judgment, which is when the souls are cast into the lake of fire, Revelation 20, 11 until 15. You have it, read it.
Yes, Isaiah 66:24. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the man who have transgressed against me. For their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh.
All right. What version are you reading?
New King James.
Okay.
Yes.
Try different version. Try, for example, the New Living Translations.
All right. The NLT says, and as they go out, they will see the dead bodies of
those... The what?
The dead bodies.
Dead bodies.
Of those who have rebelled against me. For the worm that devours them shall never die. And the fire that burns them will never go out.
Listen, this is what Jesus quoted in Mark chapter 9. The worm will not die, the fire is not quenched.
Right, yeah.
But if you read the whole context of the prophecy that Jesus was referring to, it talks about the dead bodies.
So it doesn't say souls.
Exactly. Exactly. Then there was another scripture that spoke to me very much, and that was Revelation, if you want to go there.
Yes.
20. Okay, here we are in the white throne judgment, of course. You can start from 11 until 15.
All right. Revelation 20:11 in New King James. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Okay, this is after the millennium, because in verse 7 it says the devil will be set free after the 1,000 years, okay, of rule and reign with Christ on earth. So the devil is set free, and there is a white throne judgment. That's when souls are really getting judged. Okay, whatever we see now, people dying, going to hell and to heaven, they see souls burning. Well, that's not scripture. What they are seeing, either they see a false vision, okay, because some of these visions are from the devil, okay? But some true visions, some people like Bill Weiss, I believe it was a true testimony, he really went to hell. I believe there was a projection of the future, what's going to happen.
Why do you say it's a projection? A
projection, because nobody's in hell now.
How do you know?
Because of that. After the millennium, that's when the white throne judgment is. That's when the souls are thrown to hell. Now they go in a place, it's called the place of the dead. It's called Hades in Greek. Keep reading.
So Revelation 20:12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. 13. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Okay, verse 14, it says, this is the what?
The second death.
All right, so the second death. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we read that when we are born again, we are made of three entities. Spirit, born again spirit, soul and body. But the people who are not born again, who don't go to heaven, are not saved, they're not three entities, they're two entities. Flesh and soul, all right?
Okay.
Body and soul. Correct?
All right. Correct. So born again has spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Born again, your spirit, forever. Born again.
Spirit of God.
Immortal. Flesh, which that's what dies. Yeah. And then you have the soul, which is immortal in Christ Jesus. But the people who don't have Jesus Christ, they are two entities. Body and soul.
Okay.
Flesh and soul. So when you die, that's the first death.
Which is the
when
first
When you
death?
Die in the flesh.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Your body dies.
Your body dies. But then there is a second death, which Jesus talks about in Revelation 2 and 3, there shall be no hurt by the second death. And then also in Revelation 20, verse 4 until 6, it says this is the first resurrection, on them has no power the second death. So you understand that people are born again, that the second death has no power.
Okay.
They rule and reign with Christ 1,000 years. But then after the devil is set free, verse 7, after the white throne judgment, okay, Revelation 20, 11 until 15, that's the white throne judgment. Here comes the second death, verse 14. Read it again.
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Okay, so now, people were only two entities, body and soul. The first entity is dead, the flesh.
Okay.
Now they go to the Hades, waiting for the judgment. What is there waiting? The soul.
Yes.
Okay, so when they go through the second death, what do they have only? What's the only thing they have that could die?
The only thing left is the soul.
The soul.
Because the body died already.
That's what the second death is. And that's what opened my mind. Mm. Okay, I understand now. I mean, what's the second death? The soul. So what's burning then in hell forever? Isaiah 66:24, the carcass, the dead body.
But that's the thing. If the body already died, the soul died, then what burns forever?
The carcass.
But what carcass?
The dead body, the carcass. You know, like when
the flesh.
When you kill the sacrifice an ox, a cow in the Old Testament, they would kill the cow and they burn it. Okay,
yeah.
And that will become ashes.
Okay.
But in this case, it burns forever. God can do that, like Moses saw the bush burning, but it was not consuming.
Now, if the souls would burn forever, it would be a punishment, an eternal punishment. But if the carcasses, the dead bodies are burning, for what reason would they burn?
Well, the reason is as a warning. You understand? In fact, if you go to Isaiah 66, okay, you go to Isaiah 66, it talks about that.
Yes, I am there.
All right. Go read the verse 23.
23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Okay, 24.
And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the man who have transgressed against me.
That's it. Read the New Living Translation, 66:24. Read it again.
Okay, the NLT says, and as they go out, they will see the dead bodies of those who have rebelled.
You understand? Yes, 66:23. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to the other, from moon to moon, this is from month to month, from year to year.
Yeah.
Okay, 24. They shall go forth and look upon the corpses, the dead bodies of the men who have transgressed against me.
Yes.
What is that for? That's an example.
Like a lesson.
Like a lesson. So that's what happened. People who will rebel like the devil,
mm-hmm.
who will follow the Satan,
mm-hmm.
who will become like the fallen angel, demons, that's what's happening. It's a warning. Attention. Just like God said to Israel, look, these are the 10 plagues I put on Egypt. You shall tell your children so they can learn. Well, they didn't tell them enough. They forgot too quick. So it's a lesson.
I would like to ask you something you said previously, that there is nobody in hell now. Now, we all think that when somebody dies, he goes either to heaven or to hell. But you're saying in hell there is nobody. I would like to understand why you're saying that.
Because the judgment is after the millennium. After the devil is set free, Revelation 20, verse 7, after the millennium, all right, that's when the white throne judgment begins, Revelation 20, 11, after the millennium.
So it's true, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, they say that we go in the cemetery and sleep until the judgment?
Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're off the track because they don't believe the Holy Spirit, they cannot understand the Bible. They're wrong. In reality, if you go to 1 John 3, 2, we see that it's not like they say. Look what the Bible says.
1 John 3, 2.
Yeah, I want to read it.
Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
Okay, and 2 Corinthians 5, 8. So in other words, when we die, Jesus revealed to us, and we shall be like Him. 2 Corinthians 5, 8.
Okay. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
Okay, Philippians 1:23 is another good one. So as soon as you are absent from the body, automatically you are present with the Lord. Remember also that guy crucified next to Jesus.
Oh,
said,
yeah, it's true.
Will you remember me in your kingdom? He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't go to sleep with the Jehovah's Witness for thousands of years.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Let's pray that Jehovah's Witness will receive the Holy Spirit one of these days and start understanding the Bible.
All right.
Okay, Philippians 1:23.
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
Okay, here Paul again says to the Philippians, departing from this body, from this life, it means to be with Christ.
Right.
Not in a cemetery where people go and cry every week, okay?
So you're saying that this is the Christians who, when they die, they go to Christ.
Of course, he's talking to the Philippians, to the Corinthians. Here in 1 John 3, 2, John is speaking to Christians.
And the other guys, they will be judged after the millennium.
The other guys go to Hades, not to the lake of fire.
But these are the non-saved.
The non-saved, exactly.
Who didn't receive Jesus in their life.
Who didn't receive Jesus in their life, they go to Hades, understand? Now, some people, like good Christian, like Bill Weiss, they had experience after death, they went to hell and to heaven. They saw people burning in hell. But that was like a projection, like something in the future. Like Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, I saw the devil, Satan, falling from heaven. That's in the future. The devil hasn't been cast out from heaven yet. That will happen in Revelation 12 during the Great Tribulation. Do you understand?
Yes. I mean, I guess the scriptures in Revelation 20 were the most clear, what it says, that there was this judgment. And afterwards, the souls were thrown into the lake of fire. Now, another question I have is, lots of Christians use the scripture about Lazarus and the rich man, it's in Luke 16.
Yeah, Luke 16.
Saying that Lazarus went to heaven, but the rich man went to hell, and he's tormented in a flame there.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't you go to, look, Mark 9:49.
Mark 9.
Yes, it's like, it's not that flame and fire is always literal in the Bible, understand?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not always literal. Why don't you read the Mark 9:49? So flame, it means, I'm burning in this fire. That doesn't mean it's a fire of hell. It means just like maybe it's too hot. Like Bill Weasley found something so hot. He said it was, he really wanted a drop of water, Bill Weasley said, but it was not the lake of fire. Read the scripture.
Mark 9:49.
Yeah.
For everyone will be seasoned with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt.
Okay, Matthew 3:11. So everyone, it says, shall be salted with fire. What does that mean? Everyone. That means includes you and me. Have you ever been to the lake of fire?
No.
Thank God. So is this literal?
No.
No, but Jesus was speaking in parable a lot of times. So how do you interpret the parable with other scriptures?
Okay.
Read the other one. Matthew 3:11.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Okay, remember when the Holy Spirit in Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, came down like fire?
Yes.
It was not the lake of fire, it was not Gehenna, it was not hell. So fire is not always literally Gehenna, lake of fire.
I'm sure, but Brother Joseph, Luke 16 talks about a man who actually died and went to the hell, and there he's tormented.
People get mixed up with the Bible version. Now, if you read the New King James or New Living Translation, it says Hades. But if you read the Old King James, you can get sidetracked, because the Old King James, those guys, they just put hell for everything, even for Hades. But read now the Old King James, where it says hell in verse 16:23.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes. Yes.
See, in hell he lifted up his eyes. So that's where people got off the track. You see, the Bible says hell. It doesn't say hell. It says in the Old King James hell. But if you go to the original Greek, how does it say?
Hades.
Okay. Is that the word hell?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the word.
So the word hell, translated hell in the Old King James, in Greek is Hades. Now, Hades, if you go to the Bible dictionaries, if you go to the Bible encyclopedias, the word Hades is really the place of the dead. It's not the Gehenna, it's not the lake of fire. For example, look, I have a Bible dictionary here, it's called the People's New Testament. It's a Bible dictionary encyclopedia. And it says Hades means the abode of departed spirits, and to the wicked, a place of punishment, but it's not the lake of fire. Look, here is another Bible dictionary. It's called Jameson, Fossett, and Brown. And it says that Hades is not the final place of the lost, for which another word is used, which is Gehenna. But as we say, the unseen world.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, the dictionaries are saying this word in Luke 16:23, where it says hell in the Old King James, is actually Hades, and it's just a place of the dead. Got that?
Yes. It says the same here in Greek. It says the place of departed souls. Now, what's the difference exactly between Hades and hell? Like, it's not the same thing?
No, it's not Hades. Like, Hades is like a parking place. It's a place where the people without Christ, when they die, they go in a place which is kind of torment. It's not very nice. They don't have Jesus. They keep hating each other. It's a place where the souls or the non-saved go waiting for the judgment, which Revelation 20 says is after the millennium.
Okay.
In fact, Revelation 20 verse 11, that's their judgment, white throat judgment, people without Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The people with Christ are judged before the millennium. Revelation 20 verse 4 and 6. It says, blessed who is in the first resurrection, because the second resurrection is after the millennium.
Why are they judged?
The Christians?
Yes.
Well, they're judged because it's not like some false prophets are saying, God loves us all the same. It's not like that. God loves everybody, the enemy and everything, but there are different levels in heaven. They're not all archangel or angel or sitting at the right hand of Jesus. They're not sitting on the throne of Jesus, Revelation 3:21. But the Christian who tried to put in practice the words of Jesus, go evangelize, love the Lord, blah, 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 hallelujah, Sunday morning, but love the Lord with deeds, okay? In fact, Revelation 2 and 3, messages, seven churches, is all about works. Works in Christ. It's not about, here is grace, go to sleep. You understand that?
Yes.
Is that clear?
Well, you tell me if I understood. So the Christians, they die, they are saved, they don't go in a place of waiting. The Christians go to heaven.
No, they go to heaven.
Because they're saved. But there will be a judgment even for the saved, because they have different rewards in heaven.
Yes.
And those who don't have Christ, when they die, they go into a place of waiting.
Hades. The place of the dead. The souls of the dead. The souls are alive, waiting for judgment, but those are the people who already died without Christ. The place of the dead, Hades.
Which is not hell.
is not hell. You see, in the Old King James Bible, hell, really, they put everything together, hell. But actually separate into Gehenna, lake of fire, and Hades, the place of the dead. In fact, in every other Bible, like the New Living Translation, the Amplified, etc., like even other languages, etc., it says Hades. In fact, in Luke 16, the rich, selfish, who died, Old King James says hell, and the Bible says Hades. Hell is really Gehenna, lake of fire. That's the people go with enough Christ who don't pass the way through judgment, and they're cast in the lake of fire. Gehenna, Revelation 20, verse 15.
So then how come the rich man was in Hades?
He was in Hades, waiting for judgment, waiting for the way through judgment.
Okay, okay.
And when he says, I'm tortured in this flame, it was a flame of torture. You know, it's like, oh, this is so hot in this Sahara desert, it's like a fire, etc. Like Jesus said, you shall be salted with fire. It's like a symbolic fire, understand? It's not fire, Gehenna, eternal fire.
That's because you said in Revelation 20 only people are thrown in the lake of fire, which is after the millennium.
After the millennium.
That's why it cannot be yet.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
Because it says very clear, Revelation 20, after the 1,000 years, Satan is loosed, etc., etc. And verse 11, there is a way through judgment for the non-saved. This is second resurrection. This is under curse. Everyone who is resurrected, the second resurrection, Revelation 20:11, they're under curse. Everyone.
Why is it a resurrection? This?
What?
Why is it called a resurrection?
Resurrection, because these are people who will be judged to go either to the lake of fire and burn and die, or go to the new earth. You know, they're not as bad to go to the lake of fire, but they're not as good to be saved because they don't have Jesus. So they go to the new earth, the next chapter, Revelation 21.
So some people they will go to the new earth. Escape.
Some people escape the lake of fire,
okay.
And they go to chapter 21 and 22, Revelation. So they go there waiting for the healing, spiritual healing for their sins, which they are listed in Revelation 22, verse 14 and 15, full of sins. And they need the spiritual healing, which the inhabitants of New Jerusalem will bring to them in the forms of the leaves of the tree of life, which you see, Revelation 22, verse 2.
Wow, there's a lot here to study.
Yeah, we already talked about this. You can give some titles.
Yes, we have on our radio more explanations about the subjects, and you, dear brethren, can follow and write down the scriptures.
Yeah.
Also on the YouTube, you find videos on the
subject. Yeah, I don't want to repeat things taught.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that He paid on Calvary with His blood, that
Amen.
We don't have to go to hell, to Gehenna, where we deserve, but by His blood has cleansed us and made us pure. And now we love Him, whether in heaven we'll be angel, archangel, under angel,
yes.
or whatever angel, we will be angels.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, dear listeners, who sent in your questions. Keep sending. God bless you.
And pray to be part of the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Like that's up to us. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.